Well, George, interesting day's cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really. Nice to finally get out there after end of the world sort of weather yesterday. It was up and down day. We certainly, I think, had the better of the first session, and then they fought back on the back of a really great spell from Chappell there in that middle session, which made it really tough. But as far as the game goes, yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it might have almost been better if we'd actually been knocked over, and that had a bit more of a lead in terms of setting something up for tomorrow. But if we can come out tomorrow and take some early wickets, then we're certainly still in the game.
Is that the key to it? Because you're 100 behind now, aren't you?
We are, but as we saw, you can take wickets pretty quickly here. So if we can do that in the morning, it'll be a big ask. And, you know, our bowlers looked a little bit tired tonight, but hopefully freshen up overnight. And if we can take two or three in the first half an hour, first hour, without the scoreboard going too far, I think it's going to be a good wicket tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, I don't see any issues in sort of chasing 200, 250 later in the day.
Amazing collapse in the afternoon. You were just over 100 for two at lunch. You can't have foreseen what happened there with Glenn Chappell bowling so well.
Yeah, it did. No, outstanding spell. What we saw today was the ball really swinging, and it didn't do that the first couple of days. It was just too cold, I think. But today, with the sun coming out, obviously so much moisture in the ground and in the square, it really started to hoop around. And, you know, he bowled really well, controlled it really well. And, you know, I certainly didn't think he was on his own. You know, I thought they were pretty disciplined, pretty disciplined all day.
Happy with your 80 today?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was nice to sort of get some with the tail enders in the end. I mean, it could have been 30 there, which is the game a little bit. But yeah, nice to finally get some. Perennially disappointed as a batter, I'm always after more runs, I guess.
But, I mean, you sort of helped the lower order, didn't you? I mean, 90-odd runs you put on with the last two wickets. But from what you were saying earlier, that may not have done the game any good.
Yeah, just not sure looking at it now. I mean, I think you never want to get knocked over for too little, but if we'd been knocked over for around 200, you know, and they already had a lead, then you know, they could have gone a little harder tonight, and that lead could already be closer to 250, 280, and you're looking at a game really set up for tomorrow. So it was an interesting little time in the game, but obviously we were backing the fact that we could get close to the score and hopefully take some wickets tonight, which we certainly did at 3 for 20. You know, the ball was in our court to try and take four or five quick wickets tonight. So the game certainly moved forward today. It was a good day's cricket.
And just from you personally, it's not long now before you join up with Australia in the Champions Trophy, so a good time to get some runs?
Always, as I said, always a good time to get some runs. I'll take them any day I can.
I mean, how do you feel you're playing? Because, I mean, you've had a couple of scores in the Championship, but overall, how would you feel?
I feel like I'm batting really well. But, yeah, a lot of scores between 10 and 20, which has been, you know, frustrating at times, but trying to just keep getting back to the fact that I feel really comfortable at the crease. I feel like I'm batting really nicely, so hopefully, you know, big scores are around the corner.
And how long are you with Hampshire now? Because obviously it's Northamptonshire next week in the Championship. Are you available for that one?
No, this is it for me.
This is the last game?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
And then a bit of preparation with Australia before the main trophy?
Yeah, so we head to Cardiff, I think, on Monday, head into camp.